Well, I've now driven past the War Memorial on Woodstock Road and into first Greenfield Road and then Greenfield Crescent. And I'm now in the home of Jean Hall. Jean, I gather that you're the president of the Women's Institute in Stainsfield. What does that entail?
Well, you are really in charge of the monthly meeting, just to see that it all goes smoothly, everything is as it should be, and welcome, you know, people into the village, into the Institute. And we have a monthly meeting, on the third Tuesday of every month. Yes.
What kind of things does the Women's Institute do?
As usual, cakes and cakes and things. At the monthly meeting, mostly, we do the business first, which is some county. Some is county business and some is local. We talk about what's gone on in the monthly meeting before, what we've done during the month, or meetings to come, you know. Things like we just had a meat marketing board demonstration, and things like stalls. We have a stall at the flea market recently. Of course, we always have a speaker. This time we had Mrs. Fletcher talking about Hong Kong, which was very interesting, you know, to know about it before it's handed over. Or anything that's coming on, outings, or the Royal Show is coming up, anyone. And of course, the annual general meeting in the Albert Hall in June, which we need a delegate for. We talked about that. All sorts of things, anything that's going on in the village.
Do you attract young people into your membership?
At the moment, we haven't got very many young people. But, you know, we have got still a few. But rather more of the older people than middle-aged people than the younger ones at the moment. But, you know, things vary from year to year.
I suppose it must be a very good way of meeting people when you come into a village.
Oh, yes. We do try and welcome people when they come in the village. And, of course, I'm handy where I'm working because I sort of see quite a few people.
Of course, where you're working is the shop attached to the post office, isn't it?
Yes, yes. So, yeah, it's very useful for meeting people. This week we had an 85-year-old lady who just moved into the village. She rang up in the afternoon and said, "Can I come to your institute?" And she was lovely, very lively. Came from Essex and she wanted to join.
So I suppose you're always looking for new members.
Oh, yes, always. Anyone is welcome, you know. Yeah, it would be nice to get, you know, a few more. We are a bit low on numbers this year. Last year, 5 people moved out of the village. 5 of our members moved out of the village and 3 passed away. So, of course, it left us with quite small numbers. But we are picking up again now. This is the beginning of a new year, you see. Tuesday evening was our first meeting of this year. So we're hoping we shall pick up a few.
What kind of a place is Stainsfield to live in?
Oh, it's a lovely village. Friendly, yes. Plenty going on. Plenty going on. You could really be out most evenings of the week, you know, if you joined everything. Lovely village, yes. Very interesting.
And very pretty, I've noticed.
Oh, yes, yes. Wonderful at this time of the year.
Well, every house that I've been to seems to have an absolutely wonderful view of countryside.
Yes, yes. Well, most. All around the 8 sides. And even, in the midst, where it's quite high, you can still see the fields and things. Lovely. Wonderful.
Well, looking out of your kitchen today, I mean, I know, as you say, it is an absolutely beautiful
day. Yes, it is.
All you can see is just fields and woods.
Yes, yes, very pleasant, very peaceful. And we're far enough from the road not to get the noise of the traffic too, you see. Although we can see it coming into the village. Wonderful.